This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
And good morning and welcome to Tee to Green. I'm Kevin Sylvester along with Jeff Mitis. Brian Cozio on assignment this week, finally, for him, and good for him. So he'll be back with us next week when we're previewing the Porter Cups from Niagara Falls Country Club. But this week we are previewing the New York State Amateur, and we're at Wanaka Country Club out in Wanaka, New York, just yes. Past Hamburg, so right by the lake here, and just a beautiful property. Always a pleasure to be here. And, Jeff, they have a huge event here next week, the New York State Amateur, which I think golf fans around the world are becoming more appreciative of amateurs, seeing how they fared in the Masters, U.S. Open. Neil Shipley, who was a top amateur. We had Luke Clanton last week in Detroit. He was in contention to win the golf tournament going into Sunday. So we're going to find New York State's best next week right here.
Hey, what a title to put on. What a trophy to put on your mantle to be the amateur champion of New York State, one of the greatest states in the country, largest golfing populations around. You're going to have to beat some really good players. This is a beautiful place, Kevin, as you know.
Yes.
We're overlooking the lake. 1899, I think she was founded. Wonderful old clubhouse, wonderful venue for it. They're going to have a great week of golf, hopefully. But, yeah, someone's going to add a very, very nice title to their resume this week.
We'll talk with Mark Rosa, the head golf professional here, in just a little bit about preparations. Of course, is undertaking or has under, you know, for, not that I think they need to do much.
No. It's a great place.
For the tournament here. We've had some winners here from Western New York that have won this. Jamie Miller, Billy Haynes, I believe, is a reigning champion. He's won a couple of them, so.
Didn't Ben Reichert win it, I do believe,
I think
also?
Benny Reichert won it at one point. So
I think at one time Ben had the Porter Cup, the New York State Am, and the Florida Am under his in 1 year. He had a good year.
Wow.
I had to double check that. Don't hold me to that, but I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Don't want the facts get in the way of a good story here. Speaking of amateurs, I think this is also top billing. How about Melanie Green winning the RNA Women's Amateur overseas from Medina, New York? I mean, that is just a monstrous accomplishment.
British woman's amateur. Now she is qualified for all the women's majors, which is pretty darn cool. You know, Western New Yorker, she's been climbing the ranks. Everybody who knows anything about golf has known her for a while. She's an outstanding player, and she proved it, beating the best women amateurs in the world.
If I'm not mistaken, was her father David?
I don't know that, to be
okay.
I'm not
all
sure
right.
of that.
I thought there was some connection.
If that's the case, Dave was a good dude.
Yeah.
It would make sense. Yeah,
long time teaching pro at Brookfield.
And he was from out that way, too.
Yeah. So I believe that is the case. Someone had texted me that. But, regardless.
She's playing great.
What a story to have somebody from Western New York go overseas and win the RNAs. They call it the RNA now, women's amateur. You know, it's like it's the Open Championship. It's not the British Open.
They don't say the Royal and Ancient.
They say RNA, women's amateur. But that is just fantastic news. Yeah, and to get into all the majors. And when you look at the depth of golf, how much more difficult it is to do with so many players now worldwide. It's incredible.
Well, she's been showing that kind of game for a while.
She competed in the women's Augusta National Women's Amateur.
Correct. Too. Yep. And she's won a lot of things, and she's been good since she's been a youngin, as they say.
Yeah.
She's on a trajectory, and she's going to be someone fun to watch.
All right. Fantastic. So congratulations to Melanie, and way to represent the United States.
True.
Not just Western New York, but the United States, which you look at what we have this summer in golf. We've got the Open Championship coming up here, the final major of the season. Then you've got the Olympics just a couple of weeks after that, which I think they have missed the mark on the Olympics. So, I mean, why make it just the same old, you know, four-day stroke play?
I couldn't agree more. Isn't this some type of team event? Why aren't we competing as a nation, as a team, two of four, you know, or partners better ball, two different, or whatever it is. Find a way to make it a team event. You can win the individual, kind of like a college thing. But
sure.
You would win the team event. So there'd be two gold medals, one for the team and one for the individual.
You have four days of competition. I think they could have found a better way to use those 4 days. And, I mean, is it because of gold it's high right now to make the medals?
There's a lot of ad dollars.
Listen,
it's
much like tennis. They have singles play, doubles play, mixed doubles. You know, why couldn't we not have that for golf where, okay, we have singles play, you could probably work in the stroke play through, and I know it's a little different, but it's the Olympics. Make it different.
Or make it, maybe you stay there more than a week. You know, you compete
The issue there is you're wedging it in, and the professional tours, particularly the PGA tours, made accommodation, right?
You could do a 36-hole mixed doubles, and
I agree 1,000%.
Yeah, you could find a way, or you could just create a separate mixed doubles team. So maybe the top four, and then mixed doubles, or whatever. I mean, there's a million ways to make it happen.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's plenty of golf course availability and plenty of daylight for that. So it's not, but I don't know that. It's newer to the Olympic spectrum, I guess. Right. So maybe they haven't.
Well, this is the third iteration of it. Third time we're doing it. So.
They should have ironed some of this out by now. Yeah, but that's our opinion. Maybe they have a.
I don't think we're alone with that. I think there's a lot of golf fans who would want to see some sort of team competition or. I mean, there's so many things you could just have the 9-hole shootout gold medal winner, right?
Fun, yeah.
Right, just like something different. We have all these medals for swimming, right? There's all these different disciplines with it, and same with gymnastics. And you could have the all-around winner during the other. I mean, I don't know. Would you want a drive, chip, and putt champion gold medal for the Olympics?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, you look at skills here, like with track and field, you've got a triathlon a decathlon winner,
yep.
10 different disciplines. Who's the best at it? Wouldn't you want a gold medal winner to find out who is the best overall golfer and driving, chipping, putting like we do with the kids?
Oh, I think it'd be fun. Oh, and we'll talk about good TV.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be great TV, as would any kind of like team event would be great TV too. You know, out there rooting for, they're wearing matching American flag shirts or what, you know what
yeah.
I mean, and all that, and you've got whomever playing out there representing their country. Imagine the pressure you'd feel. I mean, I always feel more pressure in a partner's event than you and I are in an event, and
sure,
I got to make this 4-footer for the team. I feel way more pressure than I would just on my own. Imagine trying to win a gold medal for a 4-footer and not let your partner down. Yeah. So your country.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah,
more pressure for the partner. One of those coming up next week, Jeff.
The idea is not to put pressure on your partner, Kev. Yes.
Well, yes, that is the idea. No, I'm saying I feel the pressure.
Oh, yes.
Especially as the guest. You feel a little extra pressure that you got to get it done. Mm-hmm. All right. A couple of golf things to get to before Mark Rosa joins us. We're also going to talk about an event coming here to Wanaka again in the fall that we've helped promote each year, teed up for the troops. And our own event is coming up really fast.
Yeah.
Really fast.
I got some work to do this week. Get it organized.
Yep. The Duster Challenge, Friday night, July 19th. It is at Glen Oak Golf Club. It's on the putting green there. It'll be under the lights. It's a fantastic event. It's the Duster Challenge. We try to identify Buffalo's best putter, but in order to be that, you've got to come. You've got to register. So it is, you may have heard of the promo right before we came on there. It's on top of our @T2GBuffalo. It's the pin tweet there. It's got the link. And hey, if you can't make it, there is a QR code. You can also donate if you want. It all benefits the Hope program through the Western New York PGA Foundation. That's the veterans program that you're instrumental in starting, Jeff, and continue to be a huge part of as a veteran yourself, to get the veterans, expose them to the game of golf, but really expose them to each other.
That's more than that. Well, both. It achieves both goals, and then you create these buds, and veterans get it kind of thing when you get together, and there's that slang and everything else that other people may not understand, and it makes it a lot more fun. And it just like that, the Duster's fun. A lot of those guys and girls are going to be there because they've been there year after year. This is our eighth year, and it's just so much fun. You end up with these great putting contests at the end, and people making bombs and free putting when they can't afford to and all that kind of stuff. It's great.
Yeah, everybody who does it for the first time says, wow, this is so much fun. It's just a great time. So come out and join the fun again on July 19th.
Yeah, a couple other sections have borrowed our idea. That's right.
Perfect.
Carolinas and out in California, they're doing
the same thing,
raising money for the Hope Foundations out in their area.
That's exactly what we wanted to happen.
Yes.
So we wanted to spread the good stuff here. So that's going to happen there. Hey, Jeff, what are you seeing real quick? What are you seeing from your lessons now? Like, we're kind of mid-season here. Maybe some people really getting going, but what are people coming in with issues that you're trying to correct here mid-season?
Well, everybody that walks in front of you is different, but there are seasonal things. Yeah, so the people coming in right now typically are, I'm hitting my driver pad. I'm hitting slices, or I'm hitting quick hooks, and I don't know why. Or they're hitting a specific shot that they're struggling with. And then that's usually pretty easy to fix, especially you put them on video, getting on a TrackMan and stuff at the dojo. But I see a lot of that, and I see people starting to prepare for tournaments also, really trying to get their game dialed in. And then there's a lot of beginners that are just continuing their education. We, through the Lady Links of Buffalo, we've got a ton of women that have come through the program there where we call it Get Golf Ready. And we get them started at the entry level of golf, and then they want to continue on because they're enjoying golf, and they want to take the next step to getting better, and they want to play a little bit better. So we see all types of things, but you do see it a little more seasonally, and I do start to see more people coming in. Hey, I got the club championship. I got my member.
Yeah.
I got the invitational coming up. I want to fix my driver before that. So we do get a lot of that.
Yeah. I get the, I was just even yesterday, I'm looking, oh, my grip is getting weaker again.
You know what I'd say to you as soon as I walk by you on the range.
It's so hard to, I overcorrected strength wise
Yeah, I don't think you overcorrected strength-wise. You might have thought you did.
It doesn't feel comfortable.
It'll feel comfortable after two rounds.
It doesn't feel... took a little longer than two rounds.
Well, you play 12 a week. So
I do not play 12 a week. I want to play 12 a week. Unfortunately, the body doesn't want to play 12 a week anymore.
That I understand. But if understanding the grip, if it's weak, then the blade's open, then you have to compensate because of an open blade,
sure,
typically.
So, sure.
And, you know, and then some people see really good players with a little bit of a weaker grip. And but there's a reason, you know, if you're Tiger and you weaken your grip, it's a different reason.
Sure, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. I change it. Well, I work with it all the time there. Yeah. So I'm just curious if there's a common thing that you saw people coming in. So the ones who do come in for, you know, to get tournament ready, what do you tell them?
Well, a lot of times you don't want to just, you kind of want to go with what you've got right now. You know what I mean? You don't want to make any major changes at this point. Like, it depends on when your event is. Usually those kind of fixes are pretty easy. Sometimes it's a little thing like ball position or setup may affect driver or their iron play.
Sure.
There could be a million things that affect it. You don't want to, you know, mid-season, you don't break, and I'm not big on breaking down someone's swing and starting from scratch.
Right.
Very, very seldom do we ever do anything like that. Usually you take what someone's really good at and you work with it.
Sure.
And make it better, and then you kind of ameliorate their weaknesses. So what, at this time of year, if you get someone coming and getting ready for, hey, what's the weakest part of your game? Let's turn and make it a strength at this point.
Yeah.
We got 2 weeks before whatever. People got the U.S. Amateur or the New York Amateur here this week. Hey, maybe their bunker play's not as sharp. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go hit 100 bunker shots a day until I'm really confident in the bunker, because you don't want to go into tournaments and stuff without confidence.
I just think, you know what? We'll bring Mark Rosa in here in a second, but I just figured out I'm hitting softer bunker shots now. I used to just rip at it. And now I'm like, you know what, just take it nice and easy. And I'm finding way better exits.
And you're probably more confident making a confidence stroke.
Yes,
yeah. Confidence has a
Why the heck did it take me that long to figure out you have to swing hard at this thing now? Just nice and easy tempo, and it use the bounce and it pops right out.
Yeah, have a little zip at the bottom. Yeah, don't quit at it. That's
I'm
all.
Not quitting at it. No, I just realized, man, how hard was I swinging before? All right, anyhow. Mark Rosa joins us here. He's the head golf professional here at Wanaka Country Club. And we're going to talk to him about this week's New York State Amateur coming up here. But first one, Mark, how many years has it been now with you here?
Oh, gosh, 2015. So wow. 10th season, 9 years. Yeah,
nice.
Time flies.
You're getting old.
I am.
Yeah.
This time of the year.
Yeah, summer.
Well, congratulations. I mean, that means you're doing it right. The members love you.
Trying. This is a great place to be, and obviously a pretty amazing history here, and a big event that we're hosting this week that we're really looking forward to.
Yeah, let's talk about that event here, the New York Men's New York State Amateur, which is, they don't just ask anybody to host that tournament. So this is the second time, right? In recent memory, I can remember.
Yeah, so we first hosted it in 1981. Jim Roy won that event. His son Kevin plays on the PGA Tour. We hosted it again in 1999, where John Gaffney, a local guy, won it, and it's great to have it back here in 2024. The course has changed a ton since we last hosted it. We went through a renovation, opened up a lot of sight lines of the lake, and just recently added in some tees and some bunkers last season, and it should be a really great test this week.
So. It's beautiful. I look at number 10. People don't know the golf course, but yeah, it's been changed a lot with the trees taken out and the way the hole has been. Go back to the original design. Was that more the concept? Over time, trees grow up and people plant trees maybe where they shouldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, we've been around since 1899. So obviously with the golf course architecture, I think they were building courses on farmland and not forests. So over time, obviously a lot of trees got planted, and it's great to see the sight lines and I think it's going to be a really challenging test.
It's nice to be able to see the lake now when you're here.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. I played here in 1999 for the first time, and you couldn't see an inch of the lake.
Right.
And now you have views on almost every hole, so it's spectacular.
Well, that also
I played here in 1979 for the first time. So
that also opens up more opportunities for the wind to affect.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the biggest thing this week. The course is in fantastic shape. Depending on what direction the wind is coming from here, you can get the par fives downwind and have a lot of eagle opportunities. But if the wind shifts, birdies are really hard to come by. We had our member qualifier. It was supposed to be last Saturday. We had four spots that we were able to give out. We got rained out, so we ended up playing Sunday morning. I think the wind gusts were 30 or 40 miles an hour, and the four... they grinded it out really hard, and they all broke 80, but there really weren't any birdie opportunities out there when the wind was blowing last week. So
yeah, there's gonna be a strong field here this week too. So absolutely. Yeah, these are the best players in the state that are amateurs. And so that'll be fun. It'll be fun to watch it. It's fun to run events like that. Actually, it brings an excitement to the club and the atmosphere around all during the day. It's always fun.
Yeah, a lot of local guys in the field too. So it'll be really neat to kind of see how they play the golf course. So.
Yeah, it will be.
What do you think the player who is coming from downstate, let's say, and hasn't played here before, what do you think is going to be the biggest test for them?
I think there's,
aside from wind.
Yeah, so aside from wind, I think there's some tee shots out there that you kind of have to make a decision on. So the second hole is a short hole, for example. You've got the ability to hit driver and send it onto the green or get it really close to the green. But there's also some challenges with the trees and out of bounds. So I think there's a lot of situations like that on the golf course where you can be really aggressive off the tee. You could end up making a really big number if you hit a bad shot, but you also have an opportunity to make, you know, some birdies and eagles out there too.
Yeah, so. I think eight's another one of those holes for those players where they've got to make a decision.
10, I mean, I think a lot of guys will be able to hit 3-wood onto the green, so driver's going to be too much club on 10. You look at the second shot on 14, depending on where the wind is. I mean, that's an opportunity where you can make a 3 there late into the round to kind of put momentum in your favor. And I think, you know, tee shots on 16 and 17, too, depending on how the driver's going that week will be important.
That back tee box on 15, the par 3, you look down there.
Oh, that's one of the most famous par 3s in Western New York.
I actually like playing that tee box, you know, when I played in the Invitational here.
Because you like making bogeys?
No. It just sets up. I hit a cut, and I just aim at that left hill. It's 200 yards, and I'll hit my little 3-iron, which I still carry. I know, whatever. I just for that hole and punch outs, and it just sets up well. But it's such a narrow landing strip down there. It's just a great setup.
And Mark, you were saying you coach a lot of the players that are competing this week, right?
Yeah, so we have quite a few members in the field, but also have a bunch of local guys in the mix too. So.
And we were having this conversation a little bit earlier before preparing for the tournament. He was asking me, what do you do? You know, I've got people indoors, you're outdoors here, you've got these players coming in this week. What do you do that might be different a tournament week as someone's coming to meet with you or get with you and get their game ready for the event?
So we spend a lot of time in the winter working on the golf swing mechanics. This time of the year, it's just a lot of coaching and trying to managing the game. So utilizing technology like TrackMan, less about shot analysis and more like the performance features that they have. So a lot of the strokes gained and testing. So we do a lot of wedge tests, wedge combines, and just trying to make sure that they have good control of their golf ball and they can hit their carry numbers. I think that's the biggest thing. The random variability, I think, is really important this time of the year.
Let's go wedge combines. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so within the TrackMan app or computer on the computer program, you can set up different parameters. You can set it from 30 yards or 60 yards all the way up to 120 or 150. So you can kind of like select your yardage parameters. You can put basic numbers in there or have it be random. And that player has to hit a shot to whatever. So if 123 yards comes up, you have to hit a shot in the air as close to 123 as possible. So it's measuring your distance control and your left and right proximity, and it's giving you a score based on that shot. So we try to get a lot of the tournament players to be above 80 or 85 on some of these tests that we create for them. So
above 80 or 85, that's the grade as far as everybody who's ever done the TrackMan combine or something like that, right? The numbers, so 100's almost impossible.
Well, 100 would be you hit every single carry distance and your proximity to the hole left or right is pretty spot on. So, I mean, those are kicking birdies, right? So it's hard to do that over 30 balls, even with wedges. So, obviously, it kind of shows where their game's at and what we need to work on.
And I like the randomness of it also because otherwise, it gets easier after a little while to hit a wedge. You're trying to get it to 90 yards. Well, after 3 or 4 swings, you can get it pretty dialed in. When they keep bouncing those numbers around on you, you got to really focus on your distance, your yardage, your contact, your flight, all the different things that affect hitting your number.
Exactly. And the routine plays into that. You know, that scenario too.
Yeah, it's nice to have technology like that when you're working on the game. It's funny how good the good players are with their wedges.
I'm going to lead this into the Western New York PGA tip of the week, growing a given game, the Western New York PGA. And I'm going to ask you both, and I'm putting you both on the spot here. I know Mark looks at me like, come on, don't put me on the spot here.
He just woke up.
No, it's about wedges. It's about wedges and flighting wedges. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they might be watching PGA Tour or listening to PGA Tour radio when I'm on, and the flighting wedges. So, Jeff, I'll start with you. What are we talking about when we talk about flighting a wedge, and how do you do it?
Well, first and foremost, most good players aren't throwing the wedge up in the air. They're going to flight the wedge in. That's how you control the distance. You compress the ball properly. I get a lot of amateurs. I call it the flick and float. They get the shaft either behind the ball or even with the ball at impact, and they pop the ball up in the air and just skim and cut the legs out from under it. I like to move the ball back a tiny bit in my stance, narrow my stance, maybe choke up a little bit, and just keep the handle ahead and still come in shallow. I don't want to be real steep to add a ton of spin, but I want to cover the ball more than scoop or flip the ball. And so I hit the ball, then the turf, and it flights it a little bit lower. I keep my handle a little bit more ahead. It allows me to maintain stability of the face through impact and control trajectory. If you can't control how high you're hitting the ball with your wedges, you can't control how far you're hitting it.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all that. I think I spend a lot of time with pitching and chipping around the greens and some of the distance wedges, trying to get weight more forward at impact. I think depending on the skill level of the player, they don't have enough weight forward. They don't have enough forward shaft lean.
That's what causes that float. Yeah,
exactly. Trying to keep the upper center, like the head, a little bit more left for a right-handed player, so a little bit more in front of the golf ball to make sure you know you're more on it or in front of it and not kind of scooping and flipping it up in the air.
Yeah, lean a little left. Yeah.
How do you determine when you should flight a wedge, or if you should take, I mean, because there are instances where you're going to take a full swing and want to hit it high.
Well, that's shot by shot, obviously. Yeah. Is there a bunker in front? Am I in the rough? What are my options here? Typically, I'm not going to try to hit it high unless I really have to. Because it's a little harder for me to control my distance then. So if I have a good clean line in the fairway, even if the pin's up front, I'm still going to try to trap it in there and cover it and keep it low and let the spin stop the golf ball.
If any of the people that I coach are listening, they're probably laughing. I don't let them hit full wedges. So if it's a Vokey wedge or, you know, like a milled grind tailor-made wedge, if it's a specific finesse wedge, my rule, unless it's a 50-degree wedge, a gap wedge, if it's sand wedge, lob wedge, we don't hit those full. So they're,
good point.
They're designed to be flighted down. They're designed for three-quarter shots. And if we get too full on those shots, we get too much spin and the ball starts to balloon if they're high-speed players. So we try to knock them all down. And
you can always reach for another club. You don't have to swing hard. Yeah, 100%. If you're trying to rip at a wedge, that's usually a last-case scenario. Yeah.
That's a no-go.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, that is great stuff for everybody out there listening. And if my league partner's still listening, if you learn how to flight your wedges, you'll be awesome. No.
I bet he loves hearing that from you.
No, yeah. I've told him. He's three. I mean, he's an incredible player. It's just a full go, every one, and the divots he takes are incredible. And he gets away with it, but I'm like, man, you just learn how to a little bit, it would be unstoppable.
Yeah, we'll work with him.
Okay. All right, good stuff. Hey, Mark, thanks for having us out today, and best of luck. I know you guys are going to put on a great event.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys coming out.
All right, Wanaka Country Club hosting the – oh, one quick question. Can folks come out and watch?
Absolutely. Spectators are welcome. The practice rounds are on Monday. The tournament's going to be Tuesday, Wednesday. There's a cut Wednesday, and then there's 36 holes on Thursday. So we definitely welcome spectators coming out.
All right.
Supporting the players.
Admission charge, a donation for anything? Or
I don't believe there's an admission charge. It is walking, so they're not allowing carts on the course. So
okay.
Just be walking
all right.
Only. Yep.
There's a couple hills here. Yeah, so be aware. Yeah.
The real spectators wear golf shoes. I noticed that at PGA Tour events. Yeah. All right.
Well, I always love having Mark on because, hey, he's passionate about teaching and he's always used technology. And he's really been – you've been into teaching a long time, Mark. You've you really made a nice career for yourself being an excellent teacher. And that's why we like having PGA pros like Mark on the radio.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
He's a goalie, too. I like goalies.
That's right. He did play goalie.
Past life.
Oh, okay. You're retired.
Officially.
He won a game for us once in the PGA versus the Media All-Stars or whatever a long time ago.
Listen, I've seen the Media All-Stars. No offense, Mark. Not a tough win there.
Well, we hung them out to dry the whole day, so.
That's true. Yeah. All right. We're going to – Joe Bach was like moving out there on defense, though.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so, but Joe can skate.
Joe can motor, that's for sure. All right, shout out to Joe Bach there by Hickory Stick. Okay, Mark, thanks again. Monday's practice round, Tuesday, Wednesday, then there's a cut Wednesday, 36 holes on Thursday to determine the New York State Men's Amateur Champion, and admission is free out here at Wanaka Country Club. Come out, enjoy some beautiful property and some great golf. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, After the break, we are going to talk with Mary Margaret McKee. There's another event coming up here that you can be a part of or donate to in September. It is a Teed Up for the Troops. We'll hear more about that and whom it benefits when we come back here on TD Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Golf Dojo is Western New York's premier indoor golf experience. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan, with two facilities conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3, and 1154 Niagara Falls Boulevard. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. Golf Dojo is your space, your time, your game. Book now and purchase memberships at mygolfdojo.com.
Golfers in Buffalo love to show their pride for their city and the game they love. Well, we love Buffalo and we love golf, and there's no better way to show that pride than with gear from Golf Buffalo. Designs and color schemes with an emphasis on Buffalo and Buffalo companies in the golf industry. Golf Buffalo belongs in your bag, perfect for gifts and your closet. Order today at golf-buffalo.com. That's golf-buffalo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's no longer a secret that Lancaster Country Club is one of the best 18-hole layouts in Western New York. Challenging, fun, and always in great condition you expect from a private facility. What you may not know is Lancaster also boasts a par 3 course, completed renovations with a new grill room and banquet facility, and most important of all, a friendly, fun, and relaxing atmosphere. Members are ready to welcome you to the LCC family. Inquire today about membership opportunities by calling Mike Szabo at 716-684-3700 or visit lccny.com.
Pita Gourmet, Western New York's premier fast casual Mediterranean dining experience. Lunch or dinner, dine-in, takeout, delivery, and catering with 6 convenient locations. Signature pita wraps and pita pockets opens with a rice or salad vase. Something for every age, including our kids box. The originator of the Greek fries. We pride ourselves in our unique menu offerings. All our items completely customizable and made with the highest quality products. Stop in and see for yourself. You'll be in and out in minutes.
WGR Sports Radio 550.
Back here on TD Green from Wanaka Country Club. Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Metis, Brian Koziel is on assignment with us, and we're going to be joined here. If I did this right, we have a guest here from Teed Up for the Troops, Mary Margaret McKee. And Mary, did I do this correctly?
You did. Good morning to you.
All right. Wanted to make sure you were there.
Here she is. Yeah.
You know, Brian's got a little his computer's a little better set up than mine is here. So we had to bring him behind the curtain.
I'm so far behind that curve. So I'm like, turn it on.
I'm glad we have you with us here. Another great event coming up here at the Tee It Up for the Troops, which I know you've been involved with for several years. Why don't you tell the folks what this event benefits?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for inviting me to come on this morning to discuss. This is the 8th year that the Tee It Up for the Troops event is going to be hosted at Wanaka Country Club. Tee It Up for the Troops is a national organization that supports critical services and programs for veterans. They help veterans heal, transition, grow, and thrive through golf, sports rehabilitation services, employment services, housing, family and caregiver support, PTSD treatment, suicide prevention programs, and many other things. And Tee It Up's mission is to honor, remember, respect, and support all of the brave men and women who have served in the armed forces.
And in my opinion, it's one of the coolest events in Western New York throughout the year. I love coming. We run a little clinic for the vets in the morning, and just driving up the fairway here at Wanaka Country Club with all the flags and all the players, you raise quite a bit of money each year for this. This is not a small event. This is one of the bigger fundraisers in Western New York, isn't it?
That is correct. You know, we the committee are so proud of the impact that this event has had. Over the past 7 years, we have raised nearly $800,000. And that is due to the generosity of the Western New York community and beyond. And we have been able to donate these funds not only to Tee It Up National, but to local chapters of the PGA Hope, American Gold Star Mothers, Higher Ground, and other veterans charities. And these funds, I can't emphasize this enough, these funds really do make a difference, especially at this local level. And we are so honored to be able to give money to these veterans organizations.
Could you explain, some folks may not want to know what the Gold Star Mothers is. Can you explain what that group is? And I learned more about it actually at the dinner here the one night was able to attend, and I saw a person I knew and his nephew had passed in battle and in service. So it kind of explain what the Gold Star families are.
Yes, you know, Gold Star families are families who have lost an individual due to combat. And American Gold Star Mothers, they're an organization that works tirelessly to honor and preserve the memory of their fallen children by continuing their service in the military community. You know, we've had women from the organization speak before, and it's truly, very powerful to hear their stories and to hear how they continue the work of their sons and daughters, as their lives continue and try and honor their memory.
And I know one of the unique things about this event is people can sponsor a vet to play in the event. Is that correct?
they absolutely can. And we encourage them. That is called Sponsor a Warrior. And this donation allows a veteran to partake in the day's event free of any cost to them. It can be someone you know that's a veteran. We certainly have a list of veterans that we call up and say, hey, we have a Sponsor a Warrior position. We'd love for you to come and play. And of course, in an ideal world, we would love to have a full field of golfers, of sponsored warriors. And I will say that last year we had a record number of sponsored warriors, and we hope to exceed that this year.
Are there still spots available in this event, or is it filling up fast?
Yes, there are. There are plenty of opportunities for sponsoring a warrior, for corporate sponsorships like T-Sign Foursomes, and certainly any other donation level of your choosing. And that information can all be found on our website. And I will say the easiest way to get to our website is actually to go through our Facebook page, which is Tee It Up for the Troops /Wanaka. We have a link to the donation site. There is a QR code so you can scan right from your phone. And anyone can certainly message us directly on Facebook with questions.
All right, Mary, when is the event again? And are you looking for volunteers to help for the event?
Yes, we are. We are absolutely looking for volunteers. It is Monday, September 9th, 2024. And of course, we are incredibly lucky to host the event at Wanaka Country Club, which, as you guys know, is a spectacular setting. And just a little bit about that day, you know, we begin the day with a swing clinic for all the veterans. And we follow that with a breakfast. We have a local food truck that provides breakfast. And then we have an opening ceremony right there on the first tee. And then a fantastic round of golf, followed by a post-golf celebration with, you know, food, drink, music, silent auction items. It really is a wonderful day of camaraderie and golf.
That opening ceremony is one of the best I've seen. It always tugs at your heart. There's a lot of good stuff with that opening ceremony. I love being around to see that every year. That's for sure.
Absolutely. It is very special. We have, as you said, we have the flags lined up the Wanaka Drive. And the ceremony, we begin with bagpipes and then follow with the national anthem. And then we have the opportunity from individuals from the recipient charities to speak. And, you know, we're gathered around the first tee overlooking the lake. It's really quite a powerful and reverent moment there.
Well, congratulations on years past, and I know you guys are going to raise a ton of money again this year, and hopefully some listeners will pitch in, whether it be with their time, their talents, or some funds, perhaps sponsoring a warrior to compete in the event. Mary, thanks for joining us. Best of luck.
Thank you so much, and thank you to all of those sponsors who continue to support us year after year. We truly appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. Have a great weekend. That's Mary Margaret McKee with the Tee It Up for the Troops event, which I know you take part in every year.
Yeah, we just Mark's going to help too this year. We just run a little clinic for the veterans because sometimes these veterans show up, they don't play golf. This might be one of their first times on the golf course, or some of them have been players and we've worked with them before. So we just do a little clinic, help with a few players get ready for the day, stuff like that. It's really fun. Then I get to watch the opening ceremonies and stuff. And we played it in a couple times too, so that's also been great.
Yeah. All right. Good, great stuff. Again, that's happening September 9th, Tee It Up for the Troops / Wanaka. That's on the Facebook page to find it there. I sound like I'm 80. The Facebook.
The Facebook machine. You got to throw a machine after it.
A machine on there, on that World Wide Web. But that's one of the great things about this area in Western New York. I mean, just the game of golf in general. The amount of money that golf generates for charitable organizations and efforts, it's incredible.
This is one of the bigger ones for the Donation for Hope every year, too, and just happy to be a tiny part of it. They do such a great job, the organizational skills and the setup and the event and the way the club runs everything. I mean, you've been here, and we've been here for it. It's one of the finest Monday fundraisers I've ever seen.
You know, the finest Friday fundraiser is the Duster Challenge, Jeff.
And that's true. That's why I said Monday.
Friday, July 19th. It's in the evening at Glen Oak. We set up lights. It is sign up to do so, and you can find it the link at our T2G Buffalo on Twitter or X, if you want to call it now. It's our pin
showing your age. Yes.
Sign up there. So Peter Gourmet is going to provide food for everybody. We're going to have beverages there for you of both the alcohol and non-alcoholic variety. We want you to enjoy responsibly, but we have lights set up there to determine the who's going to win the Pacer putter. It just came in this year's version, engraved and ready to go for the 2024 Duster Challenge champion. That's in honor of our good friend, the late Mark Pacer. We've named the trophy the Pacer Putter. It is the best trophy in Western New York to win.
Oh,
you could have crystal. You get whatever.
Everybody gets crystal.
But the Pacer putter, it's coveted, yes, for sure.
It's a cool, unique trophy. That's why.
Yeah, yes. We're looking forward to that Friday, July 19th at Glen Oak. All right, we're going to take another timeout. We come back, we're going to talk about the pro tours. We're going to check if our PGA Tour leaderboard, the Champions Report that involves Bernhard Langer, and the LPGA, and so much more. That's coming up right here on Tee to Green. We're live from Wanaka Country Club on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
Hey, parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Bove from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelinksgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB Putt Lab Center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club and will be once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event, and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
All right, we're back here, TD Green, and yeah, let's talk about the PGA Tour leaderboard. It is the John Deere Classic. I got to tell you, I've been there one time to cover it because it's a popular event. Guys actually want to go. They're like, yeah. I go to Silvis, Illinois. Let me tell you something. The Midwest Masters, they call it, Silvis, Illinois. It's the old Quad Cities, the Classic, the John Deere Classic. It is an underrated golf course, TPC Deer Run. And they have all the big machinery out there. So if you ever play with Tonka toys as a kid, you know.
Who didn't?
Who didn't? Trucks and stuff. Like, you just love being at the John Deere Classic.
I still want to play with those things. I want to go get the dozer out.
Well, they let the players go. They call it the Big Dig. They have an area where they can go. And as a matter of fact, there's some video. Jordan Spieth was playing golf at the Big Dig. They set up some holes.
Oh, that'd be fun. Out there. Yeah.
So they let him go and, you know, take an excavator and move dirt and just have a great time there. They treat everybody fantastic at the John Deere Classic. It is always, they call it, Jeff, the corn sweats.
Ooh.
Because it's so humid. And, you know, we think we have it humid here. Well, you go to the Midwest in Illinois, and, you know, it's in the country and it's by a river. It's humid there. And I remember...
The corn sweats? I'm going to have to remember that one.
The corn sweats, well, because you're out by the cornfields. And I remember standing behind the 11th hole the one year, and I forget the player who said it to me. He goes, welcome to the oven. And there was no air moving. It was bad. All right, anyways, they go low there. We had a 59 in the first round. Hayden Springer shot a 59.
Didn't he miss cuts, like 8 out of 9 cuts,
yeah,
and then he goes and shoots 59?
A lot of you are probably saying, who is Hayden Springer? Because of missed cuts there, but another 59. So we didn't have to wait so long between the Cameron Young 59 at the Travelers to the 59 we just had at TPC Deer
Run. Becoming routine.
Yeah. But guess what he shot yesterday in the second round?
I don't.
Even par.
Oh, it must have felt like he just right. was just the worst day of his life.
He shoots 59. And yeah. Even par. All right, buddy. Here is the leaderboard. We have two tied atop the lead. CT Pan and Aaron Rye. Aaron Rye, you may recall, final group last week on the Sunday. And didn't have a spectacular Sunday, but they're tied at 14 under par. Both shot 8 under par yesterday, so they'll be in the final group today. Harry Hall. He is the he took the Tam O'Shanter, you know, the Ben Hogan cap away from DeChambeau. DeChambeau, you know, he went over to live.
Yeah.
So Hall wears that out of Vegas. He is one back at 13 under par. Eric Cole makes a ton of birdies, and Davis Thompson, they're 12 under, along with Denny McCarthy, the amateur, Luke Clanton. Last week in contention, he's 12 under. He's two back off the lead. So Luke Clanton has a chance again this week. The kid out of Florida State, Sung J.M., Hayden Springer, also 12 under. Let's get the 11 unders. You're like, why are we going this deep in the leaderboard? Because all these players have a shot, Jeff. Adam Svensson, Brendan Todd, Kevin Yu, Rico Hoey, Justin Creel, Andrew Novak, Michael Bjornsson, who just became on the PGA Tour out of Stanford. They're all three back at 11 under par. It's going to be a shootout.
It's going to be a car race.
There's so many other players at 10 under par, including J.J. Spaun and Zach Johnson, Johnny Vegas.
Zach Johnson.
That's a hometown game for him out of Iowa. So so many players, just four shots off the lead. It is going to be a shootout at the John Deere Classic.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sports. We're defending par since 1872. The best in golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And first, we'd like to touch on our man, Bernhard Langer, saying goodbye to the European Tour, what's called now? The DP World Tour. After he said this is the first time that he's saying goodbye to anything. It's a little bit emotional for him, but that ageless wonder still out there grinding on the DP World Tour. But last week, it was the U.S. Senior Open, and it was won by Fujita in a playoff over Richard Bland.
All right, and the Women's Tour, LPGA Tour, brought to you, our report there is brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, super comfortable golf shoes, and they always keep coming out with new ones.
I know, I got some on, they're great.
I know, but yeah. I know, but they even coming out with, like, you know, different, collaborations and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I look
like,
way more hip with Puma golf shoes.
Yes,
than
exactly.
My regular Skechers. Yes.
So no event this week. So we're going to highlight Melanie Greene again from Madonna, who won the British Women's Amateur, the RNA Amateur, which is just a super accomplishment. And she, do you see how she did it? She was up one in the final hole, and she drained like a 30-footer. To seal the deal.
Well, we're going to get to see a lot more of her now because she's going to be in all the majors. She's going to be at Augusta's National Amateur again. So unless she turns pro, but then she can't get in all those events because she'll forfeit that qualification.
Sure, yeah. And
yes.
People.
She's still in college, too.
So, yes. Yeah. I was asked this question actually last week at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Like Luke Clanton, he was a three back going to the final round. Mm-hmm. He's an amateur, and a fan actually asked me, said, "Hey, can he declare himself professional and take the prize money?" I said, "No, you have to do it before the event." But he was invited to the event because he is an amateur,
right? And then he wouldn't get invited.
Then he wouldn't get invited to the event, right? So I said that, you know, there is, because Dunlap would have done it. I said Nick Dunlap would have done that and taken home over $1 million. Mm-hmm. But he turned pro from winning the event because he got a 2-year exemption on the PGA Tour, and it made incredible
sense
to do so. Going to turn pro, he'll certainly make the million in endorsements and purse money and such as his career goes along within the 2 years.
Well, I'm sure that was his goal all along too. And as you register an event, there's a box: are you an amateur or a professional? That's how you check it. And
sure,
yeah. So most of them, if you're in those shoes, sometimes that's probably a hard decision. But especially if your goal is to play the tour someday.
Then the fan asked me this. He said, "Well, what do the pros think of it?" I said, "Well, first of all, they're probably disappointed, and I think Sam Burns was a runner-up that week. Probably super disappointing, especially since he put it in the water on the 17th hole, that he got beat by an amateur. But then he looked at the prize money, and it floated on down to him. So he probably lessened the blow a little bit there. Like, hey, that guy won, but he's taking home $0. Oh, yeah. Second place pays first place money.
Oh,
fantastic.
I just made 250 more grand. Yeah, that's not a bad way to
By the way, as we're into invitational season, this is if you haven't been to one before and you're a guest, always make sure that you put in for the team money, because I'd been at one once and we finished second, but we got in our flight, but we got first place money because the guys who won it didn't put in, and the argument at the table, I thought you put in. No, I thought you put in.
Yeah, make sure.
Just take care. Yeah, always put in. You don't know what's going to happen, right? It's just like if they have skins, always put in for skins, because if you don't, that's the day you get the ace.
Right.
Or you make the eagle hole out from 140 yards away, and it would have paid.
And always tip your locker room attendants and
Absolutely.
Your bag room staff generously.
Shout out to Dave here at Wanaka Country Club, by the way.
Looking at that sandwich,
he
yes.
Is, he might be the best employee here. That's the rumor.
Okay.
From what I hear, but
I'm gonna say Mark Rosa because he's a PGA professional.
Okay.
So, yeah.
that's not. Listen, when you have so many great employees,
that's
like,
right.
You know,
it's a nice problem to have.
It's a very good problem to have here.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, we have the Scottish Open next week on the PGA Tour. Then you have the Open Championship. Then the Olympics after that, and then they come back, and there's two more events before they get to the playoffs on the PGA. Actually, there's. I'm going to amend that a little bit. They have the Open Championship. They come back to Minnesota. Now, the players who are playing the Olympics aren't coming back to play in Minnesota. They're going to stay over, practice in France to get ready for the Olympics. So they have the 3M Open. Then they have the Olympics. Then the Wyndham Championship, which will have more names probably than they've had in the past to try to make the playoffs on the PGA Tour because of the top 70. Like, they had Justin Thomas there last year, that drama.
Oh, he missed by a shot. Yep.
And it came down to the final hole, and he lipped out a pitch, a flighted wedge, who have been listening to the whole show, lipped it out to have made the playoffs again. So I think we'll see some of that drama there. There aren't that many events for the players trying to get into the top 70 to make the playoffs of the PGA Tour. So I think we're going to see more players play the 3M Open in Minnesota and certainly play the Wyndham Championship, which is going to push some players out, which will make the fall, again, more interesting. And then there's still that undercurrent, Jeff, of what's happening, what's being talked about, if there is going to be some sort of merger, coming togetherness, whatever it is. It
feels like it's been happening forever and nothing budges. Yeah, or we're not hearing it. I know, there's conversations and nothing's leaking out.
I don't think we should.
No, it just ruins it sometimes when it gets out in the media. Yeah.
Loose lips sink ships.
Correct.
And, you know, so I know people are like, well, why? They should be negotiating this. We should know what's going on.
Eh. And no matter what happens, somebody's not going to be happy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Somebody's.
And I don't know what the answer is, right? Well, they haven't asked me. I'm not involved.
Which is weird.
I know, right? I mean, I've got a lot of great ideas.
I know. Feed the tuna fish mayonnaise.
Well, but the, you know, the issue is I just, you know, there's the how you try to make everybody happy, which you can't do.
Yeah.
Right? So.
But what's best for golf, I guess, is what everybody's trying to decide at this
point. Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if what we have isn't best for golf.
I don't know what it is either. There's a lot of talk about it, and maybe that's good, maybe that's bad.
I mean, Luke Clanton, I know who Luke Clanton is right now.
Because you follow the tour very closely.
Right, I know, but I'm saying, but there's room for these players.
Oh, there's so much talent coming up behind him. It's one of those deals, yeah, like next man up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Somebody leaves for live, guess what? Another star is born.
All right, Jeff, guess what? We're out of time.
Oh, bummer.
We're out of time this week. So hope everybody continues to enjoy this holiday weekend safely. Weather's fantastic. Get out there and play some golf with friends and family. If you need some help, contact Jeff on Twitter or your local PGA professional. They'll help you out with your game of golf to make it more enjoyable. Next week, we'll be at Niagara Falls Country Club, the Porter Cup. What a great event for amateurs of all ages to compete in here in Western New York. So we'll be up there next week to preview and cover the Niagara Falls Country Club's Porter Cup. What a great traditional event that many PGA Tour professionals have competed in, and LPGA. Brooke Henderson, who is a past champion. They have them both concurrently, the men's and women's.
And there'll be people that are playing in this event that'll be competing in the New York State Am will be competing in the Porter Cup also.
Yes, fantastic stuff. So that'll be next week here on TD Green. I want to thank everybody here at Wanaka Country Club. Remember, the men's New York State Amateur Championship practice round Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then there's a cut Wednesday and 36 holes on Thursday to determine the champion. That is open to the public, so you can come on spectate at Wanaka Country Club. Thanks for listening to TD Green here on WGR.
You've been listening to TD Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday-only golf memberships, youth golf membership. So many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Metis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, parents and young golfers of Western New York, are you ready to tee off into an unforgettable journey of golf? Look no further than the Western New York PGA. We're not just about golf, we're about shaping futures and nurturing passion. Calling all junior golfers, our junior golf program is second to none. With a focus on fun, skill building, and sportsmanship, we're here to ignite the love for the game in every young player. From introductory clinics to competitive tournaments, our junior golf opportunities cater to all skill levels and ages. Our certified instructors provide top-notch coaching, ensuring that every swing is a step closer to success. And parents, rest assured, knowing that your child is in good hands, our commitment to junior golf goes beyond the fairway. We instill core values like integrity, perseverance, and teamwork that extend far beyond the golf course. So join the Western New York PGA today and watch your child's passion for golf soar to new heights. Visit our website or contact us directly to learn more about our junior golf programs. Let's tee it up for a brighter future with the Western New York PGA, where champions are made one swing at a time.
Hey, I'm Matt Beauvais from Channel 7 in Buffalo, and if you love golf like me, there is no better place to get your swings in than the Lynx Golf and Tap. We've got two locations, one in Niagara Falls near the Rainbow Bridge, and our newly opened location in North Tonawanda, right in the Remington Lofts. We've got a full-service restaurant and bar and state-of-the-art TrackMan technology, and if you can't come out to us, we can come to you with our mobile golf simulator. It's perfect for your parties and events. Check us out at thelynxgolfandtap.com. See you soon.
Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda is the spot for your golf tournament or special event in 2024. If you're ready to book your golf tournament, Pendleton Creek should be your first call. The golf course provides friendly conditions suitable for all players, along with private exclusivity on Mondays, and the Pendleton Creek staff could fit your needs to make it an event to remember. Email head golf professional Dylan Hayes at dylan@pendletoncreek.com. If you have a celebration you're ready to plan, the Pendleton Creek Pub, Patio, and Cabin offer unique one-of-a-kind settings that'll make it unlike any other place in Western New York. Weddings, showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or work parties, Pendleton Creek can host them all. Email catering coordinator Tammy DeFries at tammy@pendletoncreek.com. Pendleton Creek is here to make your golf tournament or special event the best it can be. For more information, be sure to check out pendletoncreek.com.
Are you ready for another amazing golf season? Here at Glen Oak, we eagerly await the pleasure of hosting you, your friends, and family for an unforgettable golf experience. No better time than now to start preparing your golf game. Rain or shine, we are here for you to improve your golf game through our expert PGA golf professional instruction and club fitting on our indoor golf simulators. Visit our website today, glenoak.com, to reserve your next indoor golf round and available club fitting appointments. We cannot wait to see you soon here at Glen Oak, making birdies and lifelong memories again soon.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lab center. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
The 65th edition of the Porter Cup is back this summer at Niagara Falls Country Club, and we once again a combined men's and women's event. The Porter Cup has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. The event will be held July 17th through the 20th. Spectators are welcome at the event and it is free to attend. For information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit portercup.com. And for information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at niagarafallscc.com.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And by the First Tee of Western New York. Visit firstteewesternny.org.
All right, we're back here, TD Green, and yeah, let's talk about the PGA Tour leaderboard. It is the John Deere Classic. I got to tell you, I've been there one time to cover it because it's a popular event. Guys actually want to go. They're like, yeah. I go to Silvis, Illinois. Let me tell you something. The Midwest Masters, they call it, Silvis, Illinois. It's the old Quad Cities the Classic, the John Deere Classic. It is an underrated golf course, TPC Deer Run. And they have all the big machinery out there. So if you ever played with Tonka toys as a kid, you know.
Who didn't?
Right? Yeah. Who didn't? Trucks and stuff. Like, you just love being at the John Deere Classic.
I still want to play with those things. I want to go get the dozer out.
Well, they let the players go. They call it the Big Dig. They have an area where they can go. And as a matter of fact, there's some video. Jordan Spieth is playing golf at the Big Dig. They set up some holes
where he's out there. Yeah.
So they let him go and, take an excavator and move dirt and just have a great time there. They treat treat everybody fantastic at the John Deere Classic. It is always, they call it, Jeff, the corn sweats.
Ooh.
Because it's so humid. And, you know, we think we have it humid here. Well, you go to the Midwest in Illinois, and, you know, it's in the country and it's by a river. It's humid there. And I remember...
The corn sweats? I'm going to have to remember
the
that
one. The corn sweats. Well, because you're out by the cornfields. And I remember standing behind the 11th hole the one year, and I forget the player who said it to me. He goes, "Welcome to the oven." And it was, there was no air moving. It was bad. All right. Anyways, they go low there. We had a 59 in the first round. Hayden Springer shot a 59.
Didn't he miss cuts, like 8 out of 9 cuts? Yeah, and then he goes and shoots 59.
A lot of you are probably saying, who is Hayden Springer? Because of missed cuts there. But another 59. So we didn't have to wait so long between the Cameron Young 59 at the Travelers to the 59 we just had at TPC.
They're becoming routine.
Yeah. But guess what he shot yesterday in the second round?
I don't.
Even par.
Oh, it must have felt like he just right. was just the worst day of his life.
He shoots 59 and that goes even par. All right, buddy. Here is the leaderboard. We have two tied atop the lead. CT Pan and Aaron Rye. Aaron Rye, you may recall, final group last week on the Sunday. And didn't have a spectacular Sunday, but they're tied at 14 under par. Both shot 8 under par yesterday, so they'll be in the final group today. Harry Hall, he is the he took the Tam O' Shanter, you know, the Ben Hogan cap away from DeChambeau's. DeChambeau, you know, he went over to live.
Yeah.
So Hall wears that out of Vegas. He is one back at 13 under par. Eric Cole makes a ton of birdies, and Davis Thompson, they're 12 under, along with Denny McCarthy, the amateur, Luke Clanton. Last week in contention, he's 12 under. He's two back off the lead. So Luke Clanton has a chance again this week. The kid out of Florida State. Sung J.M., Hayden Springer, also 12 under. Let's get the 11 unders. You're like, why are we going this deep in the leaderboard? Because all these players have a shot, Jeff. Adam Svensson, Brendan Todd, Kevin Yu, Rico Hoey, Justin Creel, Andrew Novak, Michael Bjornsson, who just became on the PGA Tour out of Stanford. They're all three back at 11 under par. It's going to be a shootout.
It's going to be a car race.
There's so many other players at 10 under par, including J.J. Spaun and Zach Johnson, Johnny Vegas.
Zach Johnson.
That's a hometown game for him, out of Iowa. So so many players, just four shots off the lead. It is going to be a shootout at the John Deere Classic.
And the PGA Tour Champions Report is brought to you by Donald Ross Sports, where defending par since 1872, the best in golf is now also available for your corporate apparel. And first, we'd like to touch on our man, Bernhard Langer, saying goodbye to the European Tour, what's called now? The DP World Tour. After he said this is the first time that he's saying goodbye to anything. It's a little bit emotional for him, but that ageless wonder still out there grinding on the DP World Tour. But last week, it was the U.S. Senior Open, and it was won by Fujita in a playoff over Richard Bland.
All right, and Women's Tour, LPGA Tour, brought to you, our report there is brought to you by Puma Golf Shoes, super comfortable golf shoes, and they always keep coming out with new ones.
I know, I got some on, they're great.
I know, but they even coming out with, like, you know, different, collaborations and stuff.
Yeah, I look way more hip with Puma golf shoes on.
Yes,
than my regular Skechers. Yes.
So no event this week, so we're going to highlight Melanie Green again from Medina, who won the British Women's Amateur, the RNA Amateur, which is just a super accomplishment. And she, did you see how she did it? She was up one in the final hole, and she drained like a 30-footer to seal the deal.
Well, we're going to get to see a lot more of her now because she's going to be in all the majors. She's going to be at Augusta's National Amateur again, so unless she turns pro, but then she can't get in all those events because she'll forfeit that qualification.
Sure, yeah. And yes. People.
She's still in college, too.
So, yes. Yeah. I was asked this question actually last week at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Like Luke Clanton, he was a three back going to the final round. Mm-hmm. He's an amateur. And a fan actually asked me, said, hey, can he declare himself professional and take the prize money? I said, no, you have to do it before the event. But he was invited to the event because he is an amateur.
Right. And then he wouldn't get invited.
Then he wouldn't get invited to the event. Right. So I said that, you know, there is. Because Dunlap would have done it. I said Nick Dunlap would have done that and taken home over $1 million. Mm-hmm. But he turned pro from winning the event because he got a 2-year exemption on the PGA Tour, and it made incredible
sense
to do so. going to turn pro. He'll certainly make the million in endorsements and purse money and such as his career goes along within the 2 years.
Well, I'm sure that was his goal all along, too. And as you register an event, there's a box. Are you an amateur or a professional? That's how you check it. And
sure.
Yeah, so most of them, if you're in those shoes sometimes, that's probably a hard decision. But especially if your goal is to play the tour someday.
Then the fan asked me this. He said, well, what do the pros think of it? I said, well, first of all, they're probably disappointed. And I think Sam Burns was a runner-up that week. Probably super disappointing, especially since he put it in the water on the 17th hole, that he got beat by an amateur. But then he looked at the prize money and it floated on down to him. So it probably lessened the blow a little bit there. Like, hey, that guy won, but he's taking home $0. Oh, yeah. Second place pays first place money.
Oh,
fantastic.
I just made 250 more grand. Yeah, that's not a bad way to
win. By the way, as we're into invitational season, this is if you haven't been to one before and you're a guest, always make sure that you put in for the team money, because just maybe think of this. I'd been at one once and we finished second, but we got in our flight, but we got first place money because the guys who won it didn't put in. And the argument at the table, I thought you put in. No, I thought you put in.
Yeah, make sure.
Just take care. Yeah, always put in. You don't know what's going to happen, right? It's just like if they have skins, always put in for skins, because if you don't, that's the day you get the ace.
Right.
Or you make the eagle hole out from 140 yards away, and it would have paid.
And always tip your locker room attendants and
absolutely
your bag room staff generously.
Shout out to Dave here at Wanaka Country Club,
yeah,
by the way.
Looking at that sandwich, yes.
He is, he might be the best employee here. That's the rumor.
Okay.
From what I hear, but yeah.
I'm gonna say Mark Rosa because he's a PGA professional.
Okay.
So, yeah.
that's not. Listen, when you have so many great employees,
that's
like,
right.
You know,
it's a nice problem to have.
It's a very good problem to have here.
Yeah.
When it comes to that, we have the Scottish Open next week on the PGA Tour. Then you have the Open Championship. Then the Olympics after that, and then they come back, and there's two more events before they get to the playoffs on the PGA. Actually, there's. I'm going to amend that a little bit. They have the Open Championship. They come back to Minnesota. Now, the players who are playing the Olympics aren't coming back to play in Minnesota. They're going to stay over, practice in France to get ready for the Olympics. So they have the 3M Open. Then they have the Olympics. Then the Wyndham Championship, which will have more names probably than they've had in the past to try to make the playoffs on the PGA Tour because of the top 70. Like, they had Justin Thomas there last year, that drama.
Oh, he missed by a shot. Yep.
And it came down to the final hole, and he lipped out a pitch, a flighted wedge, for those who have been listening to the whole show, lipped it out to have made the playoffs again. So I think we'll see some of that drama there. There aren't that many events for the players trying to get into the top 70 to make the playoffs of the PGA Tour. So I think we're going to see more players play the 3M Open in Minnesota and certainly play the Wyndham Championship, which is going to push some players out, which will make the fall, again, more interesting. And then there's still that undercurrent, Jeff, of what's happening, what's being talked about, if there is going to be some sort of merger, coming togetherness, whatever it is.
It feels like it's been happening forever and nothing budges. Yeah, or we're not hearing it. That I know,
well,
there's conversations and nothing's leaking out.
I don't think we should.
No, it just ruins it sometimes when it gets out in the media. Yeah.
Loose lips sink ships.
Correct.
And, you know, so I know people are like, oh, why? They should be negotiating this. We should know what's going on.
Eh. And no matter what happens, somebody's not going to be happy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Somebody's.
And I don't know what the answer is, right? Well, they haven't asked me. I'm not involved.
Which is weird.
I know, yeah. Right? I mean, I've got a lot of great ideas.
I know. Feed the tuna fish mayonnaise.
Well, but the, you know, the issue is I just, you know, there's the how you try to make everybody happy, which you can't do.
Yeah.
Right? So.
But what's best for golf, I guess, is what everybody's trying to decide at this point.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if what we have isn't best for golf.
I don't know if it is either. There's a lot of talk about it, and maybe that's good, maybe that's bad.
I mean, Luke Clanton, I know who Luke Clanton is right now.
Because you follow the tour very closely.
Right, I know, but I'm saying, there's room for these players.
Oh, there's so much talent coming up behind him. It's one of those deals, yeah, like next man up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Somebody leaves for live, guess what? Another star is born.
All right, Jeff, guess what? We're out of time.
Oh, bummer.
We're out of time this week. So hope everybody continues to enjoy this holiday weekend safely. Weather is fantastic. Get out there and play some golf with friends and family. If you need some help, contact Jeff on Twitter or your local PGA professional. They'll help you out with your game of golf to make it more enjoyable. Next week, we'll be at Niagara Falls Country Club, the Porter Cup. What a great event for amateurs of all ages to compete in here in Western New York. So we'll be up there next week to preview and cover the Niagara Falls Country Club's Porter Cup. What a great traditional event that many PGA Tour professionals have competed in, and LPGA. Brooke Henderson, who is a past champion, they have them both concurrently, the men's
and
women's.
And there'll be people that are playing in this event that'll be competing in the New York State Am will be competing in the Porter Cup also.
Yes, fantastic stuff. So that'll be next week here on TD Green. I want to thank everybody here at Wanaka Country Club. Remember, the men's New York State Amateur Championship practice round Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Then there's a cut Wednesday and 36 holes on Thursday to determine the champion. That is open to the public, so you can come on spectate at Wanaka Country Club. Thanks for listening to TD Green here on WGR.
You've been listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, Golf Dojo, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Be sure to tune in next week at 7 a.m. for the best local golf talk. And follow the Tee to Green team on social media at T2G Buffalo.
Hey, Kevin Sylvester here. We were talking about playing around under 4 hours, where you can also do that at Lockport Country Club. Now, if you've been thinking of joining a country club to enhance your golf experience and social experience, Lockport Country Club is absolutely one you should look into. If you played the course before, you've already fell in love with it. If you haven't, go play it. You will fall in love with a golf course at Lockport Country Club. They have individual golf memberships now, family golf memberships, weekday only golf memberships, youth golf membership, so many options at Lockport Country Club. The undulation changes on the golf course and some of the new holes they've put in there over the last few years are absolutely outstanding. It will enhance your golf experience. Lockport Country Club. Check them out online at lockportcountryclub.com or give them a call at 433-5969. You're going to love.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels, enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Mitis at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of YOLO Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.